The Agency of Transportation is putting up a suicide prevention fence on the Queechy Gorge Bridge. And for one family, it marks the end of years of advocating for the safety measure. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
David Cooper and his wife, Reggie, never really thought too much about suicide prevention. But that all changed on July 4th, 2011.
I often think to myself, I would say a couple of times a year, I think, would I be at all involved or even care about suicide mitigation at the Queechy Gorge Bridge if Derek didn't jump? But when it happens to your family like that, yeah, you become an advocate very quickly and very strongly.
Derek Cooper jumped off the Queechy Gorge Bridge and died. He was 21 years old and a firefighter in Heartland.
I think Derek would have been, by now age 29, a wonderful adult human being, and I would like to think that Derek will forever be that young man at age 21, and I'll never forget that young man.
The bridge rises 165 feet over the Queechy Gorge. Since 2003, there's been about one suicide per year. And in the years since his son's death, David Cooper says each time he heard about someone else taking their life there, it was a trigger that brought back so many feelings and made him want to do something.
There's even one witness to his death that suggested that maybe he was trying to climb back over the railing. So he may have had second thoughts. That's just it. It's too easy to go over that railing and not have it be very effective. And many other people have come over the years to that site because it's that easy.
Cooper and his wife began contacting local and state officials a few years after Derek died. They traveled up to the State House to testify in legislative committees and attended local meetings in Hartford. Queechy Gorge is the most visited state park in Vermont, and there was some pushback at first from store and motel owners who were afraid that a fence would obstruct the view. But the Coopers kept pushing. Last year, the legislature put out a report committing the state to doing something to prevent any more deaths at the Queechy Gorge Bridge. There were more meetings and design studies and delays, and this week, construction began on the fence.
I'd like to think that our efforts have saved one life. And if there are no deaths at the gorge from 2018 to whenever I die, however many years from now, I would be very happy to know that no one else took their life at that bridge.
The chain link fence that's going up is considered a temporary fix because the Queechy Gorge Bridge will be completely rebuilt and updated in the next few years. But state officials say that when the bridge is rebuilt, it will include a permanent suicide prevention fence. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Queechy.